Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on 2 days in the life of Jesus was recorded at our 2010 Summer Family Bible Conference. And now, here's Andrew.
Peter said in Acts chapter 3, when he went into the temple, they saw this lame man there and they said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto you." Did you know that that would get Peter kicked out of nearly any church in America today? People would say, "How dare you say that you have the power?" Well, it's not my power, it's God's power. I can't heal a gnat, but it's God's power that is in me. I have it. People will quote John chapter 15, verse 5, "Without me, you can do nothing." And I agree that that's true, but the truth is, I'm never without Him. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. And for me just to say, "Oh God, it's cancer, I can't do anything," you're already in unbelief. You're already in, you put yourself crossways to the Word of God. God said He gave you power. He told you to speak to your mountain. He told you to heal the sick. And yet we start off and we don't understand the power of His Word. And we say, "Oh, well, I know that He did that for the disciples. He said that, man, those who believe on Him will do the same works that He did." John chapter 14, verse 12. And on and on and on we could go. Brothers and sisters, we've got to get the Word of God in our heart. We've got to take the power and authority and recognize that when God said that He gave us all authority in heaven and earth, and everything, every sickness, every disease, all demons are under our feet. There is no exception. And the only thing that is keeping that from working is our unbelief. The same thing went wrong with the disciples. Most of us would think, "Well, man, how could He expect anything different of them?" Because He had spent all day long. God Almighty had come in flesh and had spent all day long teaching about the power that is in His Word. He had taught them how that the Word works. And then He gave them a test to see what they would do, and they came up as if they had never heard any word, as if Jesus wasn't the Son of God, as if He hadn't said, "Go to the other side." They were acting like mere human beings. Those of you who have heard me preach very often have heard me quote this song that goes, "I'm only human, I'm just a man. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you." It's got a little catchy tune, but that'll kill you. I am not only human. I am not just a man. One third of me is wall-to-wall Holy Ghost. I am a brand new creature. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, we've got to take the Word of God and the truths of the Word of God, and we've got to plant them on the inside of us to the point that, praise God, we begin to recognize that God has given us power. You know, I try and be nice to people, but the older I get, I'm just getting more blunt and more blunt. And it bothers me when people come and they will tell me what the doctor has said, and they'll be in a teary voice and their voice breaking like, "It's bad, I'm dying, I can't do anything. Would you please help me?" And I just want to slap them. And most people think, "Well, how terrible." But Jesus said that you, greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against you, you shall condemn. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And on and on and on and on and on the promises go. And yet people come constantly just voiding everything that God has said and basically presenting this thing of how pitiful they are and how bad their situation is, and "Would you please do it for me?" And I tell you, it's hard sometimes to keep from just telling people that, man, you have missed it. If you're feeling powerless, you do not know the Word of God. The Word of God has not taken root on the inside of you. You don't know who you are in Christ. Thank you for that thunderous silence. And you know, again, most Christians will criticize me about, "Man, you aren't being compassionate." You could say the exact same thing about Jesus. He didn't get up and say, "Guys, I'm sorry that I left you here alone and I was trying to get 40 winks. No, he didn't apologize. He got up and he said, "You faithless people, why don't you have any faith? How come nobody's believing what I'm saying?" You know, God is so full of mercy. I'm just amazed at how merciful Jesus was. You know, a friend of mine says there's a reason they're called the disciples. Amen. This bunch of guys just didn't get it. And right at his crucifixion, the night before his crucifixion, he told them, "Where I'm going, you know, and the way you know." And Philip says, "Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?" He was less than 24 hours out of being out of here. He was turning this whole thing over to these 12 guys. And he says, "You know where I'm going and you know how to get there." And they say, "Oh, we don't know where you're going. We don't know how to get there." You know what? I think I'd have said, "Father, King's X, give me another 3 years with these guys. They hadn't got a chance. We'll never make it." I could just imagine the angels looking down and saying, "That's it? You're going to give this over to them?" Boy, the faith that God has in us is amazing. The patience that He has. He said all of these things, and yet I can guarantee there's bunches of people in here that you've been feeling like, "Oh God, there's just nothing that I can do." When He says, "You're the head, not the tail. You're above only and not beneath." He has said all of these powerful words over you, and it just doesn't seem to make any difference whatsoever in the way we approach our problems. We approach it as if we're the loser. You know, I do understand there's things in my life that I believe are God's will that I haven't seen come to pass, and I'm dealing with it. And I understand that sometimes there's a period of time and you have to be patient and it takes time. And so anyway, I can understand that a person may not have everything that they believe is theirs manifest in their life. But then to approach this as if you have nothing to do with it and there's nothing that you can do and you're just sitting there waiting on God and wondering when God is going to do something. Man, I do not relate to that attitude at all. There are things that I'm still believing for, but you know what? I'm praying. I'm building myself up. I'm searching the Word of God for that seed that is going to provide the need that I have. And I am actively pursuing it and getting around other people and trying to build myself up. To just adopt and embrace this powerlessness that most Christians have is counterproductive, and it shows that the Word of God doesn't have root in your life. You know, when you start taking the Word and meditating it, it just, somehow or another, I don't know how to describe this, but it changes your attitude. It takes away this hopelessness. You know that something's happening. You know, when a woman gets pregnant, when the seed is sown in her, there's a period of time that she doesn't know she's pregnant. But pretty soon, she begins to start recognizing she's pregnant long before anybody else does. But eventually, you know, it gets to a point to where not only does she know she's pregnant, but everybody else knows she's pregnant. She's great with child and you can see it. And it's the same thing in a person's life. When you get the Word of God, you first start off and you may not know how much the Word's changing you, but within a very short period of time, you begin to know that, boy, something is different. I'm different. The Word of God is changing me. And you know it. Nobody else knows it. They look at you and think, "Nope, there's nothing special about you." But you know God's Word is working on the inside. But then you pass a threshold to where other people can see that you're pregnant with the Word of God. And they can see that it's happening. And I can tell you, I was telling somebody this week, they said, "How do you know if you're in faith instead of just hoping?" And you know, I don't have the words really to describe that. But I just told him, I said, "I remember when we were in Childress, Texas, and this was in 1975 and 76, or 76 and 77 is when we were there. And I had been praying and believing, and I had prayed for people. I'd seen some blind eyes open a couple of years prior to that, and I'd seen some things happen, but I was as shocked when it happened as anybody. I mean, I was praying and doing these things, but it was kind of like, you know, an old blind squirrel will get a nut every once in a while if he doesn't quit. And I just stumbled upon a few miracles. But when we were in Childress, Texas, I remember one day just sitting down and knowing that I was walking in faith. I was living by faith. I was no longer trying. I did it. I knew it. The word, I just knew it. And I knew that faith was working in my life. Now, that's not a static thing, and you have to continue to do that. But I mean, I remember when the Word of God began to be so strong in my life, I knew I had faith. And you'll know it. If you are still approaching your situation as if you are absolutely powerless, and you're just saying, oh God, it's all up to you, and you haven't understood that God has already done His part. Now He's placed His power on the inside of you, and it's up to you to release His power. You're His hands in this world. It's up to you to speak. If you don't have that revelation on the inside of you, then the Word of God hasn't really taken root. And that's the reason that you aren't seeing things come to pass. You know, Ashley and Carly, in just 2 weeks' time, had gotten the authority of the believer, a better way to pray, and knew better when Hannah started to throw up and reject that food. They knew that they had authority. And instead of just saying, oh God, she's going back into it again. Oh God, don't let us go back down this road. And instead of pleading and crying and begging God, waking Jesus up and say, don't you care about us? Do something with Hannah. They took their authority and they commanded her to keep that food down. And that's the reason that Hannah's alive today, is because they took that authority. Amen. I tell you, the things I've said here are just, this is basic. This is something that a Christian ought to learn within the first week. This is baby stuff. This isn't deep. This is as elementary as you can get it. The importance of God's Word and how that the Word of God is like a seed. That if you want healing, find the healing Scriptures, plant it in your life, and don't let Satan steal it from you. If you want prosperity, find the Scriptures on prosperity. Meditate in it, and it'll produce. You know, back in, I think it was 95 or 96, right after we started the Bible school, God began to show me that this ministry was just really getting ready to take off and that we were going to just grow exponentially. And I knew that with growth came finances. And at that time, we were struggling. My board had told me that we were bankrupt, that we ought to quit, close the ministry down. We were struggling nearly every day of our life to keep the ministry going. And I knew that for us to grow, we had to have a breakthrough in finances. So you know what I did? I didn't pray and ask God for finances. What I did was go to the Word, and I took about 100 scriptures on prosperity, and I wrote them out on my computer, and then I put them in a file, and I, for the next 2 years, I just started going through scriptures on prosperity and meditating on them and thinking about it. And they were all scriptures that I knew. I could quote nearly every one, but that doesn't matter. I had a deficiency over here, and if I had a deficiency, then even though I could quote the Word, that didn't mean it was in my heart. It didn't mean I had understanding. I took those scriptures and I began to meditate on those scriptures for 2 years.
Andrew's complete life series is available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD. We'll send it to you in exchange for a gift of any amount. A single CD covering today's topic is also available free of charge to those who cannot send a gift. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.